Well, it is a very cold day at the NovaCare Complex on this Tuesday, but we're outside anyway because the Eagles practiced outside ahead of Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles looking to bounce back from the loss to the Green Bay Packers, looking for their 10th straight victory in a row at Lincoln Financial Field in the regular season. The big news on the transaction front, the Eagles placing second-year safety Earl Wolf on injured reserve with a knee injury and re-signing cornerback Rock Carmichael, who spent the 2013 season with the Eagles and training camp this year. Rock is a special teamer, a pretty good cornerback. He will help out the Eagles in both of those phases. As for this team looking to bounce back from the loss to Green Bay, both Mark Sanchez and Malcolm Jenkins say they should be able to put the blowout in Green Bay behind them as they prepare for the Titans.
If we'd have won that game, we'd have put it behind us and moved on. It's no different when we lose, so it's very easy for us to really just learn from it, put it behind us, and then the biggest thing is we're eager to get better. You know, the corrections that we need to make, we're excited and looking forward to the opportunity to get better. And we still have all the confidence in the world. We still know we're a great team.
If it was a situation in that Green Bay game where we literally just couldn't compete, like we knew, you know, we can't fix these mistakes, we're just doomed, then we'd be worried. But all that stuff is fixable, and I'm really confident in the system. I'm confident in Chip. And he's thrilled about all of us just want to get back out on the field. So we'll get back out on the field and correct it.
Meanwhile, both the coordinators, offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and defensive coordinator Bill Davis, warned us not to overlook a Titans team that may only have 2 wins but still has plenty of talent on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team, if you let them, and there's times when even if you choose to spread it out, they're going to leave 5 on the line. You know, they're basically a 3-4. And they did what they could to kind of control the run, Pittsburgh's run, which they did a nice job of early, and then get pressure when they threw the ball.
I really didn't have much background on him until I turned him on yesterday. He's a tall pocket passer that's got a strong arm that can get it deep and outside. He doesn't get rattled easily. They blitzed him last night a lot, and he doesn't really rattle. He threw an interception early and came back in there and made some nice plays. So he's an impressive rookie.
That'll do it for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. On Wednesday, we'll hear more from head coach Chip Kelly ahead of, once again, a big matchup on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans.